America weekend.
Oh,
welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Colenghi.
I'm Christina Staffo.
Women say things all the time.
I'm already annoyed by this.
Well, yeah, as soon as I show this to you, you started getting feisty. But women say things all the time, and I'll be honest, as a man who's been married for 21 years, many times you let it go in the left ear, and you let it drift on through the emptiness and out the right ear, and it just goes away into the ether, and you never have to deal with it.
Is that right?
Well, because women say things that annoy men. It's inherent in the relationship between you people and my people. Right?
You don't think you say things that annoy women?
No.
You people say things that annoy us people?
I will admit that every once in a while we may say something out of turn, but proportionally, I would imagine that it's probably more that women say things that tend to annoy men than men say things that tend to annoy women.
Let's put that as number one on things that men say that annoy women. Number one.
Wow,
what you just said.
We started the list on the other side of the street. My goodness, she just changed the whole format of the show. All right, so these are 20 things that women say that annoy men. This is from some website called Rant Lifestyle.
Okay.
Whatever. All right, the 20th one is, ugh, you just don't understand.
Because you don't.
We try to.
Because you don't understand.
See, here we go. Your Honor, there it is. Case in point. All she's telling me is that I don't understand. She's not telling me what I don't understand. All she's doing is just highlighting the fact that I don't know what I don't know.
Because what you just said,
right?
30 seconds before,
yeah.
What I say goes in one ear and out the other. So why bother explaining it if you're just going to not
listen to it anyway? I'm really impressed. Wow. I'm not going to say you're right, but you're on the right path.
Number two. That's number two on things that men say that annoy women.
All right, it's already up to two.
I'm not going to say you're right, but I am.
The next one is just fine. See, and I hate that because I'm just dismissing you. I'm not going to talk about this anymore. Uh-huh. I'm assuming I'm correct and you're a moron. See, that's the implied inference of those four letters.
I'm glad that you know the definition of it because you're absolutely right about that definition.
See?
When I say fine, really what I'm saying is you're an idiot. Shut up. I'm walking
Thank
away
you.
Now.
See this? We're bringing the sexes together and we didn't even know it.
Oh my goodness.
Now this one is weird because if I heard this from my woman, I would hide.
Okay, go ahead.
No, you're a woman. I think you could do this much better. Go ahead.
Oh, I'll show you crazy or
yeah.
You want to see crazy?
That's a good paraphrase.
Now, let me explain to you this statement.
Yeah, what does this mean?
Because
I'm scared when I hear this.
This statement doesn't come unprovoked. This statement comes when the man says, "You're psychotic. You're a crazy person.
You're nuts.
You're nuts."
I think I've said that a couple times in my marriage.
You want to see me crazy?
You're nuts.
You want to see me turn into a crazy FBI lady that'll find out anything about anyone in your life?
Wow.
Because it'll happen.
She just grabs her phone, starts Googling around. You could be such a scary person.
I'm so not crazy.
I think if I was in a relationship with you, I would be scared to death. Let me just say that
Don't make eye contact.
See? And just look away. All right, here's another one. This means you have to give me money. I have nothing to wear. Right?
Yeah.
Why else would you be saying that?
That is a woman
thing. Oh, I have nothing to wear.
That is a woman thing.
Wait, I'll go to my wife. You know, we have something coming up for the show. Let's go to dinner with so-and-so.
Yeah.
Actually, Richard Bay wanted to have dinner. All right, let's go have dinner. I have nothing to wear.
Really?
Does that mean...
You could find something to wear.
Or does that mean I just don't want to go? I think that's what that means. I think it means I don't want to go.
I don't do that. That's not something that I do because, you know, I'm very open and I would admit if I do that.
Yes.
Because I've done the crazy... I'll show you crazy. You know, maybe once or twice I've said that.
Yeah. A day.
But I have nothing to wear. Yeah, that might be an excuse.
That's an excuse. That means leave me out of your world. I have no interest.
Sure.
Next one. Anywhere. I don't care. No, I don't want to eat there.
Yeah, the indecisive thing is weird. But that could go both ways.
Okay,
that
I admit that.
Both ways.
All right. Because sometimes... My wife will make the suggestion as to where we eat. Nah, I don't like that place. No, I don't want to eat that. Nah, we just had that the other night. Because we just can't make up our minds. Nobody can make up their minds.
But do you know, what? In my experience, when I finally come to a decision, the other party's always like, but I thought you said you didn't care.
And then all of a sudden they do care.
Right.
So they were indecisive.
It's very strange.
You became decisive, and that made them more indecisive and even more annoying.
That's more annoying to both parties.
This happens, though, when we try to make a menu for the week. What are we going to eat this week? And it's always the same thing. There's like only six or seven things that we've been eating for 23 years.
Right.
So then I start naming them, and then I start getting screamed, hot dogs. Why do you want that? No, the turkey ones. No, no, I want that, too. All right, let's have veggie burgers. Well, I'm just naming these things. No, you don't want that. Well, then why am I saying
it? There, honey.
Oh, my God. And then I end up being the one that goes to the store to buy all this garbage afterwards. Anyway, I'm starting to vent a little bit too much here on the show.
Such a rough life you have,
Ed. See, having a show like this is wonderful. It is so cathartic. I'm feeling better right now. I'm going to get screamed at when I go home, but I'm feeling better right now.
You better believe it.
All right, the next one is...
Is the ex going to be there? Is your ex-girl, your ex-wife going to be there?
That's weird.
Why would you... See, now that's just a sign of insecurity.
Yes.
Because if the ex-wife or ex-girlfriend is there, my thing is show up looking as hot as you've ever looked in your life.
Yes.
And make her say, oh...
That's an opportunity.
I messed up.
Look what I... Yeah, look what I lost. Look what I could have had.
Right.
That's a good idea.
Uh-huh.
Wow. How much longer is left in this game? Oh.
That is annoying. Well, I'm a sports girl, so...
See, you would understand this better than my wife. My wife will come home. All right, I'll be honest with you. The other night, it's a Saturday. My wife comes home from work. She's working Saturday afternoon into the evening. I'm sitting there, and I'm watching the New York Mets about ready to clinch the National League East, something they haven't done for years and years and years.
Big game.
I start getting this story about some woman at work. And I'm like, kind of like, you know, with the peripheral vision, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, and like one eye on the TV.
Oh, no.
My son is there, and he kind of knows, it's kind of an important thing. Daddy wants to watch this. But if I would... dared open my mouth, it would open the fury of hell.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the rest of the weekend would be a living nightmare.
Do you know what my boyfriend does to me?
What?
If I have a question, and he's a big Buffalo Bills fan.
Okay.
If I happen to just be like, hey, blah, 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 X, Y, and Z, it could be anything. I know that I'm getting the, would you shut up already, if he pauses the TV and looks at me.
Wow.
And I'll be like, all right, we can talk later.
But that's a good move. That's a really good move. The remote control is a prop that can help in the relationship.
Right.
I like, see that? Smart man. Very nice. Very nice. Why don't you just go have sex with Amy Schumer then? I'm trying to figure out the context when this is going to come up. This is not going to come up in my shopping list thing.
Amy Schumer is kind of a weird example here.
And if Ms. Schumer is listening
now. You are hot. You're
hot,
funny, girl.
But I'm not. Work. I'm not jumping up and down to go down that street. It's just.
To each his own. But this could go for anyone, any female actress or celebrity.
But when would you say that?
I guess if you're watching a movie and you're like, oh, Angelina's so hot as Tomb Raider.
Wow. Look at her. Oh, and then she says, well, then why don't you just go and with her?
But
okay.
That is annoying. Stop being whiny.
That's true.
Ladies, don't do that.
You know, but if you're a man, you don't have to say that. The mind can hold a lot of different things. Your imagination is your imagination, and you don't have to let anybody in.
That's true.
You could be, you know what?
That's right. You have a point.
Anything. Amy Schumer.
Anything goes in your mind.
Any Warner Brothers character, whatever you want is there in your head, and
whatever
it can stay there.
Whatever makes you happy.
Okay. My marriage is going to go so much better now with you in my life. Let me just say
that.
Really? Because you're reinforcing things that I already know to be true.
Your wife hates me.
Anywho, next...
Can I drive your truck? No.
I don't
Is it
have
stick
a
shift? No. Go ahead. You're looking at me funny.
No. I'm not. I'm assuming your boyfriend has a truck.
Well, no. He has a C300 Mercedes.
Okay.
And his work car is an IS300 Lexus.
Wow.
It's an old
Look
Lexus.
Look at this.
But I can't drive the Lexus because it's stick shift. I don't know how to drive stick
Neither
shift.
Neither do I. It's kind of
the Mercedes... He has let me drive it, but I'm always a nervous wreck and for some reason forget how to drive when I'm driving it.
I would be
I'm
nervous
so
too.
Nervous
because what if you would have
wrong hitting a pothole? Or
right. All of a sudden you mess the suspension up and your relationship is over.
Right.
I would not want that responsibility.
No.
Even before we were married, I didn't like driving my fiance girlfriend's car. I didn't like it then. I remember girlfriends in high school and in college. I felt weird driving their car for that responsibility.
Okay, but let's go back to the core of this conversation.
Yeah.
Is it annoying for a woman to say to a man, can I drive your truck, honey? I guess it's annoying if the woman knows for a fact that the guy doesn't want her driving the truck and she's kind of putting him into a corner and that's just going to start an argument. If you know the answer is going to be no, why ask?
That's a good point. Okay. If you already know the answer is going to be no, save yourself the trouble and don't ask the question. And then eventually you'll get to the point where you don't even talk to each other anymore and things will go along fine.
Wow. Don't take all relationship advice from Ed, people.
I kidded around with that a little bit. Boy, you know, we need like a Dr. Phil or somebody on here to straighten me out.
There are some really other good ones on here, though.
We got time for about two more. Give me two more.
All right. Let's see. I'm just gonna go right to number one because I think that's like the worst one on this list.
What are you thinking about?
What are you thinking about? Because men hate to talk about their feelings. And as bad as us women want to just pick the brain of our man.
You do?
Sometimes it is better off not picked. Like, do I really want to know what's going on in that brain?
Once you start walking into the forest, you don't know what's going to be in there.
Exactly.
And then you may not be able to get back out.
Ignorance is bliss.
Here's a real good one.
Okay.
No, I don't do that. That's gross. You know, I'm trying to think about when this would actually come up in the conversation.
One thing came to mind, but we can't talk about it.
Well, and that's what came to my mind as well. And so I think back to, you know, my wife and girlfriends in college and stuff. And so, when that thing comes up, what you do is you kind of just have some sort of a handshake agreement. You go on with the relationship.
Ask for forgiveness instead of permission.
Wow. We've learned so much here.
Very important piece of knowledge here that we just spread across America.
Yes. We are educating while entertaining. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Staffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.